You're listening to the Fearless Inc. podcast, a place for all writers and anyone wanting to become more creative and productive in their lives. I'm your host, Arshalita Chisholm. This is episode 77. What type of writer are you? Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Fearless Inc. podcast. I'm Arshalita. I am so glad to have you here. I apologize in advance for the noise. I am sitting in a room and there is some construction going on outside, so you may hear that, so I apologize in advance. But that's not going to stop the show. We're going to keep it moving. I pray that you all are enjoying your summer, which is quickly coming to a close. You know, in a couple of weeks, kids are going back to school and things are going to start changing in everyone's household schedules and things are going to be different. And so I'm praying that not only will our children be safe at school and be ready to have an amazing school year, but that as creatives, we will be striving for a little self-care, a little direction and focus, and that we really zone in on our craft. You know, I have been thinking more about purpose lately in terms of my writing, and it's simply because for the past few months, I haven't really had time to sit down and write. I always try to do something every day, even if it's just journaling or, you know, a brain dump, writing down ideas or observations or something. But lately, I haven't even had a lot of time to do that. And, you know, that's the truth. That is the truth. But I think for a lot of us, the more we zone in on what our strengths are, zone in on what our purpose is as a writer, and try to do what we do and not what we see other people doing, then it really helps balance out that anxiety and balance out that those questions about who am I as a writer. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with asking yourself some questions and trying to just be the best writer that you can be. I think that, you know, social media sometimes allows us to sort of venture off into what other people are doing, what other people are accomplishing, and we get lost from who we are. Understanding that we are not all the same. Writers are people, of course, but we come in all varieties. We all have different goals, different interests, different needs. We all have different struggles, different strengths. And when I am writing about writing, I'm trying to create a blog post that will appeal to the broadest audience, because I can't write just for one person. I need my reader to dig deeper and find themselves in the advice that I'm giving so that they can apply it in a helpful way. And I think that that's how we all do in general. When we read an article, when we pick up a book, when we take a class or a workshop, all the information is not going to be for us specifically. We're going to have to kind of swim through and find what applies to us. And again, use it in the most helpful way possible. And that can be hard to do if you struggle with knowing exactly what kind of writer you are, how you receive information, and how you give it. And so today I want to talk about some writer archetypes, five of them to be exact. And I'm pretty sure that you'll be able to find yourself in at least one, if not two, or maybe three archetypes, but definitely one or two. You'll be able to see yourself in one of these and be able to relate and identify. And I think that it will help you find your purpose more easily, which will help you become a better writer, first to yourselves and then to your readers. So let's talk about these five archetypes. The first one is teacher. A teacher is a writer who, not surprisingly, writes to teach. The teacher is always inundated with ideas, and not just their own, but other people's. They're very idea focused, and sharing those ideas with other people is their purpose. That is what they do. They want to make sure that their reader learns something. They are outward facing writers, which means that they most likely wouldn't do their work if they didn't have readers. Teachers are great with starting but struggle to finish because they write for their readers and not for themselves. Okay? The second archetype is the spiller. And the spiller is a confessional writer. It makes me think of that one person in your family that always has a story. They are a natural storyteller, and that is what a spiller is. Always leading with a story. And these writers are inward facing because they excel at that storytelling. Their writing is very cathartic. It's very healing for themselves and the reader. They tend to have a niche. They niche very easily, writing very deeply with just a few topics. They're not all over the place. They zone in on just a few topics and they stay on that path. They often find writing easier because of that storytelling. It's the focus on the story. I think spillers also are very vulnerable and very authentic, and they write for themselves as opposed to the teacher who writes for others. The third archetype that I'd like to discuss is the artist. Artists are very top level goal type of writers. They focus on creating beautiful work. They recognize the beauty, the freedom so closely in everything that they do. Tend to have a single idea at a time and work on it with single-mindedness until it's finished. They're good with having a small number of readers as long as those readers are engaged and appreciate their art. Artists struggle with writer's block more often than other writers because, you know, they just do, but they're dedicated to learning their craft and they write for their muse. I definitely see myself in this archetype. I see myself in every aspect of this. I focus on the beauty of things, nature, freedom, love. All of those things are constant themes in my work. And I do struggle with writer's block a lot. I tend to zone in on a single idea, and that is what I work with throughout my work. I think it's something that I come up with before I even start a new book. I think about what the theme is, and then I stick with that through the entire thing. And I think that's what you do anyway with poetry, but it's very precise for me. And definitely see myself in the artist. I also want to talk about the fourth archetype, which is Skipper. The Skipper is, their happy place is having an assignment. And these are going to be your journalists, people who work for a publication, Skippers are, they struggle with coming up with ideas if they don't have an assignment. They struggle with what to write if they don't have something that's been assigned to them to work on. They are very disciplined, and they finish what they start, and they have a very strong suit in another archetype that we'll discuss next, which is the hesitator. But I find myself here as well, a skipper, because I've been doing a lot of journalist work over the last 3 years, and I thrive off having an assignment. I love the act of doing research and finding out everything I possibly can on the topic, adding in my personal connection to it, and having that due date and working towards this particular goal. I thrive off of that. So I do see myself here as well. And this, the Skipper, has a connection with the next archetype we'll discuss, which is the hesitator. The hesitator is someone who has one foot on the gas and the other on the brake. They are learners. They are perfectionists. They want to get everything just right. And that keeps them sometimes from getting started. They struggle to get going with that new project, even if they have an outline, if they have a gist of what they're doing. It's hard to get going. But I think that a writer is not just a hesitator. When they take their foot off the brake, they easily slip into one of the other archetypes. Even though they will remain a hesitator, you easily can go into one of the others. So I can see myself here as well, because I do tend to be a perfectionist. I love learning and researching the topic that I'm working on, but sometimes I do struggle to get going with that new project. I'll know what it is I want to do. I'll have an outline for it. Just can't get started. It's hard. It's really hard. So we've talked about the teacher, the spiller, the artist, the skipper, and the hesitator. Where do you see yourself? What type of writer are you? And how many of these can you identify with? I think that once you take a little time and think about where you are, it will help you zone in and become a better writer. And that's really the quest that we're all on. As a creative, we want to be the best we can be, walking in our gifts, walking in our talents. And so the more we understand who we are, the better we'll be. Yes. If you have a question or a comment for me, please reach out to hello@arshalitachism.com. I respond to all of my messages. And you can also find me on social media at Arshalita Writes. And I respond there as well. I pray that you continue to enjoy your summer and take time through all the busyness of trying to get things ready for the fall that is approaching and for things that are coming up. Take the necessary time that you need for yourself. Self-care is indeed important, and create a ritual, a space for that, because it's so important to help you be the best creative that you can possibly be. Until next time, you guys, take care.